අවකාශයේ පාසල
මින් අපි ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර
Good evening all of you. Welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugidara educational program. It's very pleased to meet you again with an English lesson today. I'm Chamath Vikramasinghe. I'm an English teacher by profession and I work at Mara Vidyaniketa Vidyalaya Kamarapitiya. Today, I'm going to teach you very important lesson. So you are going to learn how to answer for reading comprehension. As you all know, you are given this type of question at the O-level examination. So you have to read well and write the answers to complete or to acquire some experience on this type of question. Okay, children, are you ready? So, we have already provided you a worksheet on this question. So, it's better to read it again and pay attention for the question. So, children, look at your worksheet. Read the following text and answer the following question. Okay, children. When I went to the airport, I learned that plane from Cairo, on which my brother was traveling, had been delayed at Paris with engine trouble and was expected to be about an hour late. As a habit, I can pass the time quite happily watching the planes land and take off. But that evening, I had a headache, which I thought the noise of the engine might make it worse. I decided, therefore, to walk around. The walk in the fresh air did me good. I made my way to the restaurant where I ordered a cup of black coffee. Okay, children, that is the first paragraph. Shall we read second paragraph too? Okay, now children, look at the second paragraph. When I finished my coffee, I went along to the book stall where I bought a couple of magazines, both of them about travel, which would help to make the time pass pleasantly. Then I went into one of waiting rooms and made myself comfortable on a big armchair. I had hardly any time to open one of my magazines when someone came and put his hand on my shoulder. It was an old friend who was just about to leave on a business trip to South America. Since we had not seen each other for a long time, we found plenty to talk about until the arrival of Brother's plane from Paris was announced. Children, that is the second paragraph. So I think that you all have understood some words and some phrases in this text. So when we read this type of passage or a text, we find familiar words and difficult words as well. So don't worry about difficult words. Children, by reading again and again, you are able to find the answers and understand the text. Okay, children? Did you understand the first paragraph, children? According to the first paragraph, we come to know this is about an incident at the airport. When I went to the airport, I learned that the plane from Cairo on which my brother was traveling had been delayed at Paris with an engine trouble. Children, we come to know that there is an engine trouble of the plane, and it becomes late an hour due to engine trouble. So expected to be an hour of late. Okay, so he wants to manage his time, and that's why he did several things to spend his time. Okay, so question number one, where was the plane from? Children, you all should know this one. When you face the exam, if you find the word WH question word where, you have to find a place. The question word WH question word where usually deals with a place, deals with the place. So children, according to question number one, you have to find a place. Okay, where was the plane from? Children, who can find the answer for the first one? Yes, from Cairo. Okay, from Cairo. Then number two, what was the reason for the delay? According to this reading text, you have to find the reason or cause for the delay. Yes, what is the reason? Yes, very good. An engine trouble in the plane. Okay. Then children, question number three. What did he order on his way to restaurant? So, did you find the answer? Yes, very good. He ordered something. Okay. Then question number four. Who put the hand on his shoulder? Who? WH question word who usually deals with a person. Okay. Name of a person or a person. Then you have to find the answer for this one. Who put the hand on his shoulder? Yes, children, what's your answer for this one? Yes, an old friend. An old friend, yes. He met an old friend by accident. That means came across. Came across is a phrasal verb. Phrasal verb. Meet with another one unexpectedly. That is the idea. So, children, let's discuss question number 5. From where did his brother's plane arrive? From where? Once again, you have to find the place. From where did his brother's plane arrive? Arrive mean children come or reach. Okay? Yes, from where? Yes, very good. Then children, number 6. Underline the correct answer. The word arrive means. You know, underline, underline mean underscore. You have to underscore or underline the correct answer. You are given 3 answers as A, B and C. So, you should know the meaning of the word arrival. Arrival. Okay. Then, options are A, reach, B, visit, C, close. Dear students, I think you are so clever that you can find the answer for this one. Yes, what's your answer? Arrival? Yes. Very good. Answer A, reach. Then, question number 7. Say whether the following statements are true or false by writing T O F against each sentence. Children, according to this story, you have to, okay, you have to put or you have to write T O F. T means true, F means false. Then A, the narrator is coming from Cairo. Narrator is coming from Cairo. You know, narrator means the speaker. Then, what can you say about this one? Narrator is coming from Cairo. Yes, what's your answer? Is it true or false, children? Yes, it is true. Then, B. B is sound from engines of the airplanes has made headache of the narrator more intense. Sound from engines of airplanes has made the headache of the narrator more insane. So, it is somewhat you feel that it is difficult to understand. But children don't think so. It is easy. Sound from the engine of airplanes. From where? Airplane sound makes a headache of the narrator. Children, is it true or false? Yes. Okay, your answer is correct. That means you have understood the story very well. Then children, let's move on. C. Question C. The narrator had a coffee at a book stall. The narrator had a coffee at a book stall. Children, is this true or false? Yes, what can you say? That means you want more time to find the answer. Is it difficult? No, no. It is easy, children. Try again. The narrator had a coffee at a bookstall. Yes, good. That means you found the answer. You have found the correct answer. Very good, children. Okay. Then, children, next one. Are you want to know about bookstall? Children, bookstall mean books stall is a place where books are sold. Okay. Then, next one. Question number 8. Did you read this question, children? Yes or no? That mean you want more time? Okay. First read the question, then you will be able to understand it and you can try to create an answer. Okay? Yes. Let's read the question. Write the sentence in the paragraph that says the narrator could not read the magazine bought at the book stall. I will explain it again. Right. So you have to write the sentence. That means, children, you have to extract that sentence from this text. Okay, children, that may be in the first paragraph or the second paragraph. Write the sentence. That means you have to find the sentence. Okay, children, in the paragraph that says, according to that sentence, it says that narrator could not read the magazine. Narrator could not mean narrator couldn't. That means narrator was unable to. Okay. Could not mean couldn't. Couldn't means unable to read the magazine bought at the bookstall. What can you say? So you have to, you have to find the sentence. First find the sentence. Okay. No, children, try again. If you try, you can find the correct answer. Hurry up, children. Yes, you say? Okay, very good. Your answer is correct. Very good. Then, children, that is the answer. So, children, we have discussed today on how to read and understand and respond for a reading comprehension. So, children, I think you have learned a little bit of things through this lesson. Dear students, we have come to the end of our today's lesson. So, as your English teacher, I firmly believe that you may have realized or understood how to read and respond a simple story and reading comprehension. Hope to see you again with another English lesson with Guru Gedara English Educational Program. Until then, I wish you all the best and good luck to all of you. See you. Goodbye, children.
Rohunu, Guru Gedara sambandhava obata matuwana gatalu saha obi adahas palakirimata den SMS sewawak sakriyai. Ingreesi vishayata adala paadama pilimandawa obata gatuluwak wenam ENG histanak Q histanak ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7481 0.7481 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.